Chapter 1, Dreaming in Colors. Close your eyes and transport yourself to May 2018, where my bedroom transforms into a pulsating realm of lively colors and the Afrobeat melodies that surround me. It was a prelude to a night out with my best friend, Romy. Romy and I, oh, we're like a tangled web of history stretching back to the days of wine-tasting soirees. Introduced by a mutual friend, our bond was instant. Romy, a Maryland native with Jamaican roots, matched my petite 5'2 frame and boasted in a complexion kissed by Coco. During the day, she effortlessly blends in with the crowd. But when the sun sets on Friday nights, she transforms into a makeup sorceress with a killer wig and a secret stash of weed. Imagine the perfect time to catch up with my bestie. Except organizing a girl's night with Romy entails bracing yourself to be somewhat abandoned. She's a seemingly reserved and introverted soul who, with just two potent blue motorcycles infused with a Red Bull twist, unleashes her alter ego that's all about hugs for every guy in sight. As the night progresses, I find myself playing the role of the worried sidekick, pleading with her not to leave with a total stranger by the end of the night. It's rather irritating, but I find myself always extending grace towards her. Maybe she just can't help herself. Despite being married when we first met, Romy's not the type of friend to trust alone with your man. But that's a story for another day. Her tales of her husband's separate living arrangements, combined with her online rendezvous with mystery men, unspun a web of deceit that shattered trust in a way that was both heart-wrenching and scandalously entertaining, all driven by her insatiable thirst for attention. Try as I might to steer her towards fidelity, she remains a fierce force of nature, determined to dance on the edge of chaos. Her marriage to her Nigel King sparked a fire of curiosity within me that led us into the lively African nightlife scene. Our escapades comprised of singing, dancing, and indulgence in exotic delicacies like fish, plantains, jollof rice, and zesty suya, a Nigerian treat that set our taste buds on fire. And who can forget the shock of seeing fish served with unblinking eyes, a cultural clash that jolted me out of my American comfort zone.